Yeah, nobody gives a fuck. A I hope.
Right?
A little lean, a little twirl. Lean.
Yeah.
Y'all can't see this, but
I'm swagging.
Oh, I hate myself. I hate myself. That was so
I'm
bad.
Swagging.
I know a lot about zero turn tractors, and by a lot I mean I know how to work them. Okay. We really just
zero turn as in like you have to get out and like move
it. No, a zero turn tractor is like it's got the two things and it goes like this. Uh-huh. So when you turn, you don't have to go around. You literally turn on yourself. Oh. That's how you get those fine lines on a field.
Yeah, I'm picturing like the
I'll show you.
The teacup ride at Disney. Like that's how you're turning it, you know? No.
No. Yeah, not wrong. But it doesn't look like that. It's cooler here. Let me show you.
Right.
Ooh, sail. For all of my lawn mowing needs in my apartment.
Ooh.
That's a zero turn.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
I can fuck with that.
It's so fun.
It looks fun.
They go like 30 miles per hour. It's crazy. Actually, I think they get to 16. That's a lie. I think we used to think
16.
I think we thought they got to 30 and we're like, yeah.
That's like slower than a golf cart.
Then maybe, I don't know.
Golf cart's like 20, I think.
I think it depends on which one. Yeah, well, the golf cart's not cutting things up underneath you as
true.
Well. So.
I'm so sorry.
don't discredit a lawnmower's
dream. I'm a golf cart
dream.
Girl. Yeah. Do you want to put your headphones on?
Just oh.
Test them out.
I didn't realize I got them as well.
Yeah, we're doing headphones.
Okay, I thought I was just going to be sitting here.
While I do it. Can you hear yourself?
Ah!
Yeah, isn't it fun?
I feel so legit.
So legit.
Wait.
I just feel like it focuses us more, like, and it's gonna be able to help us control our volume. I think I've learned to laugh away from the mic. So surprise episode. I think just in the middle of seasons, if I really am excited about a movie or a mini series or, you know, a really good meme, I'm just gonna interject with a review. And so this is our first review, and it's our first repeat guest for Monologue. Guess who it is, ladies.
It's me, bitches.
I just assumed that only ladies listen to this.
Well, you know.
It's probably mainly ladies. You know.
Take what you can get.
Right, right. Take what you can get. My demographic.
Oh, man.
So we're going to be reviewing Booksmart. Came out. I think it was Memorial Day weekend is when it came out.
It's been out for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost a month now, I think. Olivia Wilde's directorial debut, and it's about two high school seniors who were, you know, just hitting the books hard all high school and not doing anything else besides hanging out with each other, and
then
they discover
I did not do
right so.
Mommy.
Yeah, sorry. And then they discover that everyone else also had a good time and partied and actually made good grades and got into the same schools that they did, so they decided to go on a wild rampage together. They love.
I mean,
they cry.
I've never
they learn
experienced
so much.
Anything that wild in my youth.
In my
that
youth,
didn't happen. I mean,
no.
The wildest thing that we would do was like drink Pinnacle whipped vodka with Coke. I don't know, on my back porch. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't do anything that cool. But
Pinnacle whipped.
Oh, Pinnacle whipped vodka.
I'm
it's
scared.
Like vanilla vodka. Oh, you should be. It's disgusting.
Ooh,
it's
yeah.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my high school.
See, I didn't drink in high school. Mm-hmm. I went to cool, you know, theater parties. And
okay, I did that as well.
Right.
I just,
you know, like the late night IHOP after the show.
Ours was Applebee's.
Oh, I love it.
We would be there till like 2 a.m.
Yes. And everyone's like, ah.
Yeah, and you're all singing.
Yeah, you're
and
all
they
singing.
Hate
it's
you.
So annoying.
And you think you're like in rent and it's La Vie Boheme.
Yes.
And you're like, wow, they want us out.
Uh-huh. And you
now,
walk in with like kind of half your stage
yep.
makeup on. You're like, I'm so exhausted. I was just in a show tonight.
Like,
it was our opening.
Yeah, it was. We have got a long weekend ahead of us.
Yeah.
So let's all scream. At the
Tech
top
week
of our
was
lungs.
Hell.
We are the douchiest
I know.
People on the planet.
On the
I
planet.
Love it.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I did stuff. Go to some non-theater parties as well, but I never, yeah, never had a night like Amy and Molly
I was never
did.
Cool at those non-theater parties.
No. Yeah. Like, I was like, I remember as soon as I started drinking, which was like the very, very end of senior year, like after mm-hmm. spring break, then it was like, come to the party. And like, it was weird. I was like.
Okay.
It was like a ride of
worried about your youth.
I know.
You good? Like,
well, so we had.
Come to the party.
Come to the party. There was,
the
was a
that?
There was a guy in our grade that like hosted all the parties because his parents would be there, but they
he
were like
Nick.
Cool with it. He was Nick, exactly.
Foreshadowing.
A little less attractive.
Okay, well, guys like Nick did not go to my high school exactly, either. No. So no, they don't exist because they're 25.
Exactly. Right.
So there we go. We'll preface with that.
Right. Okay. But they allowed us to, you know, drink upstairs and stuff. And so I had gone a few times and didn't drink. And then I went to spring break. And his mom was also, like, kind of party director, like, loved that we all partied. And she came up to me at one of our dances and was like, you coming over later?
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, we partied. Like, we had people over at our house, too. And, like, my parents were very strict about it, though. Like, yeah. They were strict about it in a way, like, if you're going to do it here.
Right.
No one drives. Yes. And all of my friends were just happy to have a place to go that nobody would even risk, like, fucking that up. And right. They just were respectful about it anyways, so.
That's great. I remember one of the, like, first drinking parties I went to, mm-hmm. like, it was, there was, like, a mom there and stuff. And we walked in and she was like, are you drinking? And I was like, no. And she was like, okay, well, if you decide to, give me your keys. Like, They were just very, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is very respectful.
Because they know you're going to try it. Right. So instead of trying it in, like, I don't know, some abandoned woods somewhere.
Exactly.
Just try or get it in a wreck or don't be stupid.
Exactly. I walked in with, like, a big Sonic drink, and everyone was like, what's in the Sonic drink? I was like, Blue Ocean water. And they were like, Blue Ocean water with what? And I was like, I need some more Blue Ocean water. Like, no one believed me. I was like, it's just Sonic. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was sipping on my Pinnacle Whipped.
Yeah, that would actually maybe be good in Blue Ocean water.
No, it's disgusting.
I've tried Malibu in Blue Ocean water.
Oh, that's gotta be good.
It's pretty good, just not very effective because, that's fine. I went to a party and drank and I was like, I feel nothing. I'm gonna go home now.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. So, disclaimer, I saw this movie a couple weeks ago, I guess, with one of my best friends. And then I wanted to review it and I was like, Emma would be great. And so then we saw it again together yesterday.
Well,
it was yesterday. It's been a long journey since then.
So a good time.
And she unfortunately had to step out for kind of the middle chunk of the movie. I'd say like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't miss any of the pivotal moments, so that was good.
Thank God. I missed the second party they go to.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, she had to deal with the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, just the whole thing. The whole Wu-Tang Clan, just like all of them. The show was on my back. And so I had to step out and take care of some stuff. Yeah. But
work, you know, is a little boss ass bitch.
That's so shitty. I sound so douchey.
Work is
I
hard,
really
guys.
Did have work stuff, though, I swear.
No,
like
yeah.
People calling me that I had to take. So.
Exactly. It's okay. Right. It's not like you were like chatting with, you know, Becky outside, you know. Okay. Becky was just a made up.
I know. That's okay.
Amalgamation of like. A worthless
big
person?
Word
maybe
big word
I love that word amalgamation. I get the Webster faves? Dictionary
like word of the day
yeah, but the other day it was literally bread.
let's get this bread
and I read it and I was like, could this mean so-? And it was literally just like, no, like a wheat like thing that you eat. And I was like, God, learning something new every day.
The population doesn't eat anymore because they all have the gluten intolerance.
Exactly.
Okay,
I actually have started.
But yeah, I like back.
I have started avoiding gluten as well.
Damn it!
I should mention, just avoiding it, not like cutting it out completely.
Cutting the crust off.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah,
I
don't know that went. Okay, so Booksmart.
Yeah. Emma, what were your? Because what was great was she was so stressed after the movie, so we didn't talk about it at all. And because I was worried that we would, like, you know, talk about stuff and then.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm dying to know your initial thoughts.
My favorite thing mm-hmm. was the representation.
Yes.
Of a high school lesbian being one of the main characters.
Yes.
That was badass.
I've never seen that.
It doesn't happen.
No.
I mean, it should, but it doesn't.
Exactly.
And for a movie that ended up being so successful, like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, I was like smiling in the theater. I was like,
I know.
Oh my God.
And she was just so adorable. And like, you're just like rooting for her.
And it was like the same issues that you would have as a straight high school girl.
Exactly.
But just how, like, it just was the exact same. Like, they portrayed it in such a way that didn't make it like the center of the movie, mm-hmm. which I think is a struggle for people. Like, it's not, it doesn't need to be this like big dramatic thing. Like, oh, well, look, we put a lesbian
right.
in high school. It was like, no, like,
yes,
it was a normal movie about a normal high schooler, you know?
Yes.
I thought that was really cool. I think that was like my favorite takeaway.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think the representation and the like progressiveness of it was like so natural and like charming, like mm-hmm. it was not like, oh look, the hottest guy is black and like his friends are both like, you know, Asian and Hispanic, like there were just things that you noticed, and you're like, oh, that's cool that they did that. It wasn't like, oh, look what we did, and look at this, you know.
I don't know how I feel about... I don't know if I wanted Molly to end up with Nick. I feel like that's a double-edged sword, because half the movies that work that way, she ends up, you know, that girl ends up with the most popular guy
that's
in school.
That's why I like that she didn't.
Or it goes the other way around, and I feel like there's such a 50-50 to that.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really going to win. You just kind of got to toss that one out.
And I thought about, like, if this was, like, a Netflix movie, you know, if it's To All the Boys I've Loved or, like, whatever they're called.
Kissing Booth.
Yeah, Kissing Booth. They would have ended up together, and... Cool, that's really sweet, but like
one thing I will say about The Kissing Booth.
Yes, I've heard it's kind of great. I haven't seen it.
It's
I've seen To All the Boys, but
it makes me think of like Disney Channel movies when we were 14, 15. I love it.
Yeah,
but the one thing I will say about that is that I loved it because they left the ending kind of open, where you don't actually know if they end up to like they do, but they don't. Like it's just her, you know.
I like that, a little ambiguous ending.
Yeah, you know? I'm like, oh yes, bitch,
yes, bitch.
But no, I like I don't think I was going to win in any of that, like in any of those scenarios with Molly. Like,
no.
I don't think I was going to be satisfied with any of the things that, I like that she ended up with, what's his name again?
Oh, Jared.
I like that she ended up with him, but like,
yeah,
I would have been okay if she ended up with nobody too.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And they may not even ended up together, you know,
yeah.
It was more just like,
That's true.
Yeah. And cause that was so accurate to me. It was like, you know, you go to the party and maybe you have a crush on the like hot guy or whatever, and you play beer pong together and you're really good at beer pong and like you're all bonding, but then at the end of the day he's gonna like make out with the other girl, you know.
Yeah.
And so that was like very realistic to me. Exactly. He's just a classic
whether
he
means to be or not.
Exactly.
Yeah And I liked that everybody had I liked that they did it so early in the movie too.
Yes.
With what is the girl that everybody calls AAA? What is her name again?
I think I literally was looking at IMDb and it's called AAA.
That's her name in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Okay. I know.
But I like that she was like, where do you think I'm going next year?
Exactly.
And I was like,
Oh, shit.
It reminded me of the like the comeback, don't make me snap my fingers in a Z formation. I would have whipped that out.
I know, because it's like you're rooting for Molly and you're like, oh, yeah, they've got it all together.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, but wait, the rest of them do, too.
Yeah.
I like they're not experiencing these things. Yeah.
And I liked the way that came full circle at the end, too. Yes. Like with her getting picked up by AAA.
Me, too. Yeah. That like Molly wasn't picked up by like Nick and they like, you know, professed their love. It was like, she got picked up by the mean girl. Yeah.
Which is hard.
Exactly.
And was she even the mean girl, though? Because it kind of was like they were both mean to each other.
Exactly. Right.
I'm like, you being that defensive
is
also being mean.
Exactly. Yeah. I got to, you know, I got to call out myself because I feel like sometimes I'll be like, oh, the slut in the movie has to be mean. Not the slut. We're not slut shaming. Okay, I'm gonna cut that out. But you know what I mean? Off the mic. Like I'm always like, sluts can be nice. But do you know what I mean? No? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
I just am LOLing.
Okay.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I just like I found both of them so adorable and so relatable. And like I was listening to NPR like pop culture, they talked about it briefly and they're like, I want to see them like in college and then like post college and like all these stages of life and stuff. Yeah, they just made you root for them like immediately, I felt like.
Yeah
Which is cool.
Yeah.
What
are your questions? Oh wait, first can you pass me the wine?
Yes.
I don't have any questions. I just
my
have
day
like,
has been tough
heads.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay,
but I did get in the car and hear Nickelback, so that's
immediately
a good start to an evening.
Oh, is it though? It is for Emma.
It is. Wait, will this listen?
Oh, will this listen?
It's like ASMR.
Beautiful, yes.
Would you like some more?
Sure.
Well, I am bartending.
Well, you're already pouring. It's a big reach. Of course, when I first saw it, not that it was really anything like Lady Bird. Did you see Lady Bird?
I did see Lady
Bird.
Okay,
cool. Which I love. It's one of my favorite movies ever, I think. But it didn't grab me immediately that as like Lady Bird did. Like, I remember, you know, the movie starting and my sister and I just like laughing for like 20 minutes straight or just being like, just immediately connected. And this movie, it took a little bit longer, which is not good or bad. It's just like... is what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lady Bird was a really good movie, though.
Yeah, it's a perfect movie to me.
I also love
Saoirse Ronan. I've had to look up how to...
It's hard.
Yeah, it is rough.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the same genre.
Mm-hmm.
And it,
but Lady Bird was in what, 02, 03? This was in 2019. So it's like a very different era.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Lady Bird was set in like 2002, 2003.
Oh, set in. Yeah. I was like, okay, no, Monica, that came out last year. Oh my God.
Lady Bird was like, oh, when we were in second grade, and I was like, we could really relate to it then.
I was like, did I miss a remake? What did I miss?
Yeah, the lady, okay. it's a remake.
Okay, I'm on board.
It's a reunion.
Like, what did you just say?
Yeah, what? No, yeah, so set in
okay,
almost yes. like 20 years prior. Yeah, but the part that I just started dying laughing at, which I was like laughing before a little bit, but is when they're in their room and she's trying to decide what Amy masturbates with, and she's like pointing at the stuff. She's like, the crochet pig. She's
yeah,
like,
that no. was good.
That was so that funny. Was good. And then when she's like, what happened to his eye? And it was so perfect. It was a perfect portrayal of their friendship that like, Amy's more private than Molly, yeah. right? And then Molly's like, do I have a secret? Yes. And then she tells her, she's like, I wish that would have been a secret. Yeah. You told me that like 10 times. It's literally perfect.
I feel like that's me in a friendship. I'm like, so here's the thing.
Like, guess what?
Guess what?
Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I can either be kind of private or like, Monica, you've told me this story like 7 times.
I'm private, but not. No, I'm not. I don't know why I just said I'm private. I'm not private. No. I am actually foolishly not private.
Foolishly not private.
I know what I am.
Foolishly public. Yeah. I know what I am. But yeah, and then that scene where her parents are talking to her and they made all the food and everything.
Oh, that one. Yes. That was funny.
Yeah. Oh, the panda at the end. But yeah. And Molly's like holding her, like hugging her and stuff. She's like, it's really going to be a special evening.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, no.
I loved that. Yeah.
It was really cute.
Because I feel like I'm the Molly in that friendship.
Yeah.
Like, we've had such a great year so far.
Right.
It's been really special. Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so the only parts that you missed were so the principal, you know, Jason Sudeikis,
yes,
picks them up in a lift. They like order a lift.
Damn it, I'm so pissed I missed that.
Yeah, it's really funny. And he talks about how he's writing this novel about how this woman, he's like, y'all will like this. It's a female. She's a female detective. And, you know, she's pregnant, but she's still working. And then he's like, still working. And then,
I love him.
Me too. And he's like, and every time she gets close to like a clue, it kicks. That's like that's her way of knowing. Yeah. And then they start talking about like what she's going to do when she sees Ryan and stuff. And she's like, I'm so inexperienced and stuff. And Molly's like, we could watch a video. And so they watch porn in the back seat and they have it charging. And and he's like, oh, we can listen to what y'all are listening to. And they're like, no, no, no. And then like, it's like gross noises, and then they shut it off and he goes, was that Cardi B? It's great.
Damn it, I'm pissed.
Yeah, well, you just have to go back.
Like, I'm gonna have to like bootleg it on
exactly
YouTube or something,
or pay for it. We support all film.
We do support film, but I just want that like,
just that scene
snippet.
Yeah, you can probably find that.
I definitely support all film, right? But I also support having a career, so sorry I had
of
to
course.
Leave. God damn, I'm getting shamed.
God damn.
I'm not getting shamed. Movie shamed.
Not shaming you. Not shaming. And then they go to this party. It's the murder mystery of the two gay guys at the beginning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so
we all know those people.
Exactly.
Especially as theater nerds.
Shakespeare in the parking lot.
So good.
It's the same thing I did in Barcelona.
Oh, that was so spot on too, especially so like because I worked at Barcelona Wine Bar.
Yes.
We would have
shout
like,
out to Barcelona Wine Bar.
Shout out to Barcelona Wine Bar. Every Monday they have half price bottle nights. They're really great. All the people are great there. I love everybody. Just go.
Just get there. What are you doing?
Plug for a company I don't work for anymore because I love them anyways.
Oh, I love them too.
But no, literally people who had studied abroad would come in. Maybe they were in Barcelona for 4 months.
Maybe. Yeah.
So I had this wine when I was in Barcelona.
Ugh.
And I'm like, okay, well, you're in America, so you're at Barça fucking Lona. Like, right. What are you doing?
It's like when people order guacamole.
Guacamole?
Like, if you're going to speak all Spanish, you can say guacamole. But if you're going to be like, hey, man, can I get some guacamole? Like, no.
So quick side thing about guacamole.
Uh-huh.
A great marketing thing would be for Waka Flocka.
Ooh.
To do a guacamole company. Call it guacamole.
Guacamole.
Whoa, should I patent this?
You should.
Oh, man. He'd be so stoned he would do it.
Yeah. Oh, and that's a great, like.
Like waka, W-A-K-A.
I see it.
Dash.
Yeah.
Moly. Guacamole.
And.
Maybe a little offensive. You know what? It's 2019.
Is it?
It might be a little bit racist.
Like racist toward Hispanics?
A little, maybe, yeah. Maybe. I mean, we're making fun of him. We can run it past him. Guacamole, but no, yeah. Don't run it past him. He's stoned all the time. We'll do nothing. No, I said
run it past the Hispanics. All
of them. Oh, I thought you said him. And I was like, we don't want to do that. No, we don't want to work. That will not work.
That will not work.
Oh, good.
But yeah, they go into the party, and then these edibles hit that they didn't know that they took at the other party.
Okay, pause on that.
Yes.
How does one make an edible strawberry?
I know, right?
Because I was into that. I was like, yeah. Okay, get some fruit. Get my daily serving of fruit.
Because it was not weed. They, like, hallucinated.
Oh, okay.
So it had to have been. But still. It might have been, like.
Do you inject it? Like, what do you do?
In Molly or something?
Okay, that seems a little extreme.
That seems pretty extreme.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm perplexed by the strawberry thing.
I just want to know what that entails.
What it, like, could be.
What are you putting that in?
What are you dipping that in?
Because one strawberry did all that.
Yeah. So they.
A little worried.
So they go upstairs. They kind of have like a Broad City moment. You've seen the one where they like turn into cartoons.
Yes.
This one they turn into like Barbie dolls. And so they like.
They turn into. They what turn did into I Barbie dolls. 20 minutes and yeah. I missed all this. I'm yeah. pissed.
It was all great stuff. It wasn't. Again, it wasn't pivotal moments, but it was good stuff. So they turn into Barbie dolls and then they walk out of the house like all stiff.
it moves
back to them actually being people. And then the biggest thing that's revealed in the yard is that Molly likes Nick. So that's why she wants to go to his party. So she's like, we're doing it. Loved the girl that just keeps popping up at the parties. And that's Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know cool. that.
I was so excited to share that with you.
You did. I'm so sorry.
Ooh, but she like shows up and they're like,
I knew that because she was in what was the really kind of stupid
Scream Queens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in Scream.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why you know.
That's why I know.
Well, I had a conversation with someone literally last night about this, so that's why.
That's why I knew who she was, cuz I was like, I like this. She's funny.
Yeah, she was funny.
I was like, who are you?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So, what did you think about Ryan? The girl that she's like into.
Very confused.
Right?
Very I mean, it's 2019.
Right.
I
just the way that she talked, I was confused. Like
yeah,
it she was have a retainer like, in like oh my God. Did she have Invisalign?
She was like, yeah, dude,
totally like
yeah, I didn't get that. Smile I did not No offense to Smile Direct Club.
No,
but
no.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she did nothing for me.
No. Like, I thought she was, like, cool. She's, like, a skater and stuff. But, like, yeah. And I knew that there was going to be some kind of scene. And I was like, I don't want to see that, really, with her, with Ryan, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No.
I was, like, not excited about that.
I was like, I don't understand.
But I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. And then I love that pool scene when she finds out.
Mm-hmm.
So well shot.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really good.
And the music in it is so good. It's Perfume Genius. It's the song called Fade Away. I've been listening to it like all
day. It was
day.
Really good.
So good.
I like that scene a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't see that coming either.
No, you didn't.
You really didn't see that coming.
No.
You thought like the quarrel was going to be with Jared and Nick and like that side of it. But you didn't think that, you know, she was also going to. And then what's her name came from out of nowhere.
Right.
To end up being the actual like love interest.
Well, because as soon as that happened,
not love interest, but you get what I mean.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. One real quick thing about the Perfume Genius song is cool. It's like I was listening to it today and I could literally hear the parts where she like comes back out of the water. Like there's these really big hits and like it was just literally perfect. And then at the very end of the song, it gets a little like dissonant and a little like minor or something. And then I was like, oh, that's when she sees them. It's like very.
Yeah.
Perfect. But
that should be your intro to this episode.
Oh, it should. But I realize I probably shouldn't be using these songs.
Oh,
just
yeah.
in case.
That's very true.
So I'm probably
just
not
in case
do
we
it.
Someday blow up.
Just in case this blows up. Fingers crossed, guys. Make it happen. Twitter, do your thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Do it.
But as soon as that happened, I was like, okay. So I know it still happened. So it has to be. I was like, it has to be with someone that we've already met. But I couldn't think of anybody. And then I literally thought it was going to be Carrie Fisher's daughter. And I was like, I don't want that either.
No.
Yeah. And then when she went in the bathroom, I was like, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
That girl is also, I told you, she was in Ma as well.
Yeah. And also kissed a girl, right?
Did she?
I think so.
Yeah, I think she did.
I thought you said that at the movie.
And
then I also, I read an interview with her. Just saying, like, these are her first two roles. And she's like,
that's right.
Yeah. And she's straight. And so it's just like, interesting.
I mean, Yeah, I liked her a lot in Ma. She didn't really have a big role in Booksmart, but I also feel stupid saying Ma. I'm like, okay, Ma. Where am I? Like in an Italian soup kitchen in New York? Like, hey, Ma, what you doing, Ma? Like, what do we got going on, eh? What are we doing?
What do we got going on?
Is Jimmy coming by with the pesto? Because they just bring pesto everywhere.
Right, exactly.
I am Italian, by the well, American Italian, by the way. Okay, like let's from New York, so let's not be rude.
Exactly. So
in the comments, let's not be rude.
Right. Comments. Well, when we talked about your Enneagram and you're reading the examples, it was like Tony Soprano. You're like, I could totally be a Tony Soprano.
I could be a Soprano.
Yeah.
Now I'm just thinking about the Goonies and the Fratellis.
I don't know what that is.
Have you ever seen the Goonies?
I haven't.
I know. I
need Monica.
Yeah. The Fratellis are just a band to me. I don't even know what the Fratellis are. Is that a family?
Yes.
Okay. Are they the Goonie family?
No, they're the murderers. Mm. I am shook by this. I have it on DVD if you want it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then another part that I loved before Molly and, or no, sorry, Amy and Hope have their little bathroom tryst, the fight that they have, that Molly and Amy have.
Yeah.
I loved that someone else said this on the NPR Pop Culture podcast, that it starts getting silent, like, as soon as the argument isn't, like, valid anymore. Yeah. It's like they were making these points, and then now they're just mad, so they're just, like, throwing these things at her.
Yeah, they're just, like, saying things that are supposed to hurt you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which we've all done.
And that's I loved that choice. Love that director's choice.
I mean, the whole thing was done really well.
Yeah.
I had no issues with what was going on.
No. And I felt like the certain things that were, like, heightened, like, you're not going to have, like, confetti and, like, condom water balloons. Were they condoms?
Yeah, they were condoms.
Okay, cool.
They were.
Just wanted to confirm. on like the last day of school, like that's not gonna happen.
No.
But like for it was such a stylistic movie, like it makes sense for that. Like it was heightened reality.
Like, yeah, it had like the, you know, teeny bop like heartthrob side of it.
Yes.
Like that whole, like the sort of 80s kind of vibe. Totally. You know?
Yeah, she said she was inspired by 80s stuff, but also making it modern.
But then also like it was relevant for 2019.
Exactly. Right?
Should we direct a movie?
I mean, maybe.
Okay. Also, I just want
to be called Street Smart.
Are we, though? I just want to let you guys know that I don't have my glasses on right now. I took them off. And looking at Monica, it kind of looks like she's Mickey Mouse with the headphones on.
Okay, you were kind of looking at me
weird. I'm seeing Mickey Mouse. With the glasses on, with the headphones on.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I took them off. I didn't even, like.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Feel self-conscious now?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Mickey.
Don't worry about it.
Mickey.
Well, yeah, the 80s influence was cool.
Yes. The 80s influence with all the, like, there were such little details to bring you into the 2019, like, teenage era. Like, her car with the bumper stickers, it was, like, still a nasty woman and, like, all that stuff. It was perfect.
I gotta tell you, watching that.
War in 2020.
I could not go back to high school in 2019.
No.
Like, if I had to do that again, it's God forbid. Like, please, God, never.
Yeah.
But I give these high schoolers a lot of credit.
Me too.
Because y'all are nasty to each other. Like, damn.
Do you think people are nastier than they were?
I don't know. I think that it's easier to be nasty without realizing it because of social media, but.
True. I'm very grateful that I didn't have social media until like later in high school.
Hell yeah.
And it wasn't even really that big of a presence.
People weren't nasty in high school. They were just like, I don't know. You had your groups that you hung out with.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was malicious towards me. I wasn't popular, but like nobody was malicious. You know?
Yeah.
Not like you see in movies, but I don't know about today. I don't know.
I had some malicious people.
Yeah.
Really just one in particular, but.
I mean, I had people that I didn't get along with in particular as well, but they were little.
They kind of stayed in their lane. Finger. Yeah.
No, they didn't, but I didn't
care.
Wait,
what did you say? They
were little ants and I was the finger that.
Oh, yeah. They step on you.
If you just don't care about it, can go away.
What?
Can go away. We should take that out.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
Doug can go away.
No, it can go away.
It can go away. Yeah, but I think it would have made it a lot easier to bully and just way more self-conscious than you already are if there were social media.
I'm not in high school and I get self-conscious looking at Instagram just because everybody and their mother is a freaking Instagram model.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, nobody cares. But
exactly.
But no, I can't imagine that at 16 years old.
Nope.
No way.
Mm-mm.
There's no way I would have been able to come out as unfazed as I am today.
Exactly. I thought you meant come out as gay.
No. Yeah. Just like come
which
out
which would have also been really hard.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That too.
Yeah.
Can't even imagine.
No.
Can't even like. No.
Yeah.
Would. Although, obviously, neither of us are part of the LGBTQ
right.
plus community, so we cannot speak on their behalf.
Right.
But although it's not easy,
mm-hmm.
I hope that, you know, people know that it is a much more welcoming environment today
yes.
than it was, you know, I don't know, 10 years ago, five yeah. years ago. Like, we're on a good path.
Yes.
But...
And that's what I loved about the movie so much was, and when I say, like, it was progressive in a natural way, it's like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe 5-10 years ago, we had these movies that, like, homosexuality was really shocking and, like, all this
yeah.
stuff was shocking. And now it's like, it's not shocking anymore. So it can just be a part of the story.
Yeah, like this wasn't trying to shove it down your throat.
No.
That it's a cause, but like it was.
And I think that's so much more powerful.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
nobody should feel weird going to a movie.
Exactly.
And just seeing people who just live a different life than
right.
you.
Right. And I loved when Molly was like, your parents are cool with the gay thing and they like love Jesus. So that's
yeah.
cool. You know, it's just like
yeah.
little things like that. Yeah, I really liked that a lot. Did you ever see Love, Simon?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't love it, but I liked it. I didn't love it because No, that's false. I cried. I cried at that one.
I cried when Josh Duhamel cried, the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did cry at that one.
But
I what movie I was thinking of.
I didn't love it, though, either.
I didn't love it in the sense that, like, it was a little bit slow for me.
Yes.
It touched where it needed to.
Yes.
And it was... very moving, but I don't know. I'm hard to please with those movies.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like, compared to this, it was a little quaint, like a little, white bread a little bit.
Yeah,
weirdly.
But you and I are also very big humor people. So
true.
For the crowd that is not into, you know,
right. they just want
to,
wanna,
yeah. They just want to like a nice feel good movie.
Right.
Something that relates to them.
Yeah.
Or anybody, like, they don't necessarily need the humor. We just like humor, you know?
We like humor.
We like to laugh.
Live, love, laugh.
Live, love, laugh. All day.
But, like, was 2 years ago that different where, like, him coming out is such a big deal? Like, I guess just for
Did
him personally.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
What?
I think it was 2017, yeah. What were you thinking it was?
Last year.
It was either last year or 2 years ago. But you know what I mean? Like, it was like.
Yeah. I think it was just the way it was written, though. I
yeah.
don't think it was
because it was more about
time.
His like personal
I think
story.
Yeah, I think
not
it was the way he was outed in that movie.
Yes,
like she wasn't outed in this. Like she even made a comment on it.
True.
Like I came out in sophomore
in the
year.
10th grade, yeah.
You know, like it wasn't.
And Ryan was like, "No, man, I was talking about like you coming out to the party." Yeah.
What was that accent? Not far off,
right?
Hers, but okay.
You're going to Botswana, man. That's so cool. Apparently, she wasn't an actress. She was literally a skateboarder.
Wait. Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Wait.
Makes a lot of sense.
Also loved the karaoke scene where she sings You Oughta Know.
She has like a really good voice.
She does. So she's like a singer and stuff. I think she has like a little band. That was derogatory. She doesn't have a little band. She has a band. She's got a little band.
I didn't take anything up by it.
Cool.
I knew what you meant.
I'm very conscious these days of my words. But... And Olivia Wilde chose that song to be the karaoke song, not knowing that Caitlyn, the actress, that's like her go-to karaoke song.
Oh, that's
so, it was,
so
like,
cool.
Perfect. Yeah. So she nailed that. That was fun to see.
Yeah, I like that. I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
I like the actresses they chose.
Me
and
too.
You know what I liked is that the actress who played Molly was the lead in this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah.
Right? It was cool to go from like... Saoirse Ronan being
yeah, like
the lead.
She was great in Lady Bird,
so
and
good.
So was Saoirse. Saoirse?
Saoirse.
Just Saoirse?
S first, then SH.
Okay.
Saoirse.
So she was great as well.
Right.
But this was cool.
Yeah. To see her
I
be
feel
the
like
lead.
We don't have a lot of that for younger people.
No. I agree.
But, yeah. I like that a lot.
And it wasn't like a story about, it didn't like, it wasn't aware of the fact that it's different that she's
no.
the leading lady. It was just like, she was. Just like every aspect of the movie was
yeah,
just like,
focused
she
on,
was,
like, the smarts
is.
Rather
yes.
than, you know, anything else. Like,
right.
No physical attributes
it's
were
It's not
mentioned.
Like the Duff or whatever.
Yeah.
You know that movie?
Okay, I didn't watch it because
no.
I didn't want to watch it.
Exactly.
I think that's a horrible
Me too.
Premise.
Like
maybe I'm wrong and maybe the movie is better because I haven't given it a chance.
Yeah.
Mm, I'm good for now.
Exactly. Like in the drug part where they become Barbie dolls and stuff, she's like, these proportions are ridiculous. Where's my chub? It's like, yes.
Barbie's working on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're trying to make them more realistic. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I loved the ending.
Me too.
It was so unrealistic, so fun.
But so perfect.
Because it was just like, where she's like, yeah, and fuck it. That's it. And I was like, oh, yes, bitch.
It was like, do you want to get pancakes? Fuck yeah, I do. Boom. Directed by Olivia Wilde. Like, so good. Oh, and I loved when she's driving. She's like, speaking of Volvo, or like, Volvo, remember when you missed and just went straight for that butthole? So she's like, every day.
Okay, yeah, the fact that she threw up on Hope, though, was really alarming. I don't know if I could come back from that if I was Hope. Yeah. I don't know if I'm a good enough person for that.
Well, that was what was so really great about it, like, all the little twists. Like, you think that's the first, you know, sticking in the butthole was the worst part. And then
what did she drink? Because it looked like it was, like, cigarette butts almost. Like,
I know.
It
I was confused.
Like, it was not...
I was picturing I thought she was gonna say like, oh, there's stuff in here, or like a grape. I could not tell what it was.
It was a little weird.
I think she was already kind of drunk though, because there was that one part where she was like, "I'm kind of dizzy."
Well, she had done a lot of drugs too.
True.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, she was probably still coming down from the strawberry. But that was so sad when she was like, "Leave," and she was like, "I'm going as fast as I can." It's like, oh, so sad, but all ends well.
It did end well. I like that it left it kind of an open ended thing too.
Me too.
Like, it wasn't a, all right, we're riding off into the sunset. It was like, hey, you've got a couch to sleep on.
Right.
It was more modern because people aren't doing that. I mean, we live in the South, so people are. But I don't know. I think a lot of people are Jay chilling.
Exactly.
Thank God, because I'm also Jay chilling. Right. So like, dope.
Great. Yeah, and they just left that very open ended. And I love Molly's face in the window when she's looking at this. She's like, oh, my God. Which I was like, why hadn't she told her yet about it? But maybe, like, I don't know.
Well, she was embarrassed. They had been fighting the night before, and then they came out of prison and went to graduation.
True.
Lots of things happening.
But I felt like that was, like, a couple days later because they were, like, packing. But maybe
I thought it was just day of.
Maybe just day of.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My graduation was not that fun.
No. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about my, like, literally one tiny critic of the movie. Okay. So, well, first of all, I kind of discount it because we just said there's, like, heightened moments of reality. So it's like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, the parents would have driven her to the airport.
That
first of all
drove me nuts. Yes. It's like, my parents would kill me if I said, hey guys, can, like, okay, for example, my childhood best friend.
Yeah.
Can Maggie drive me to the airport? They would have gutted me.
Exactly.
Even now, and I'm like, can Maggie sleep over? And it's like, I'm home for the holidays. They're like, bitch, no.
No,
I'm
we're
like,
hanging out.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So that was unrealistic. But I feel like that happens in all these movies. Like, with airports and stuff, it's like, it's either the parents are dropping them off to go to college.
Like,
the boyfriend
is going
with them.
And, like, dropping, like, no, my parents are driving me.
So it's like, it's fine.
I'm going to Botswana for a fucking year. Like, my parents are driving me.
But it's like, it's fine. Like, you know, for the ending that it had, it was just perfect.
I kind of wish her parents played, like, a bigger role because they were so funny.
Yeah, they
were
so good.
I love those two actors.
Yeah.
But.
And then also, they would have picked her up at prison.
Literally. Unless they didn't know that she went to prison.
Oh, because Molly was like, she's sleeping over at my house. We'll meet you at graduation. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That cleared that up.
I mean, prison's kind of big, but especially when you're a minor, I'm a little confused by her parents weren't called by the cops, but you know.
But she's 18, probably. So she wouldn't
probably
be a minor.
But, like, I know people who didn't graduate high school at 18.
But most do.
You know, Monica,
she didn't have
it
depends
on your birthday.
Right. I don't think she was, she didn't give me summer birthday vibes. I think she was, like, you know, January or something.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to call
Maybe
Olivia
March.
Wilde, so.
Okay. But that makes sense to me. But the one thing I wish would have happened was when at the graduation, you know, all the stuff's happening, like, Molly, like, drops the F-bomb, and then she also makes out with Jared.
Yeah, that is not realistic.
The, like, parents are, like, way far in the back. I just wanted it to pan to the parents or to Jason Sudeikis just, like, shrugging and being like, oh, what the fuck, like, whatever. You know?
Also, no one was sitting in alphabetical order.
True.
These are just, like, the little things that irk me.
Yeah.
Like, make it realistic, damn it.
Because I just wanted to kind of...
pan to those people because you're not, like, showing them as a whole anyways.
No, exactly.
Like,
but I just wanted to pan to somebody that, like, is an adult just to break the fourth wall and be like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit.
I mean, I remember my graduation ceremony. It was not, you could not be whipping out them F-bombs.
Oh, no, no, no. We had like a prayer.
I didn't go to a Catholic, or a
I didn't either.
Oh, man. Oh,
we
man.
Texas, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, we had a prayer. We sang, when I wasn't graduating and I was in the choir to sing for graduation, mm-hmm. we sang Defying Gravity. We all
did
not
Lean
want
on
to.
Me. And this
Glee,
girl.
Glee cast version?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
We did a lot of Glee versions in
oh,
our.
Yeah. Oh, I did the real. Mercedes part in Somebody to Love.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I also did the Mercedes part in Somebody to Love, and we have very different voices.
Yes.
Somebody to. Find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to love.
We can't do all three. Two.
Somebody, 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 somebody.
So, Emma, any final thoughts?
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about at all?
What?
The freaking teacher banging the student.
I know.
Okay, he's 20, but, like, he is still your student?
Your student.
That was weird.
I agree.
That was a weird touch.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. And
yeah, it didn't contribute to the storyline at all.
No.
Like, nothing...
And
like,
I love
that was just weird. It didn't end anywhere either.
No.
Like it just, it was very bizarre. To
I totally
me.
Agree. Like I just loved, I love that they had like big girl crushes on her, and then they pick her up, or they pick she picks them up, and she's like, "Y'all save me from watching Gilmore Girls for the 50th time," and they're like, "Oh my god, I love her." Like I love that whole thing.
I think the only thing that was meant to bring, like I think the only purpose of that was to kind of bring back the fact that she said, don't do what I did or whatever.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, but you're also like a grown ass woman.
Right.
Like what is happening
right.
here?
No, yeah, because she like imparts this wisdom. She was like, I didn't do stuff and then my 20s were dark, like real dark. And I was like, yeah, this is great. This is all. And then I thought it was so cute when she was like, what if I went inside? Like that'd be so funny.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah. And then she does. And I'm like, no, that like ruined the
yeah,
joke
I was
kind
like,
of.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Like,
and, like
this
it's
is a little weird.
Yeah. It's like, it's whatever. And like her going up to the wrong, going up to that girl and being like,
That was funny.
Funny.
That was funny.
And she's like, I'm just sitting like, have a good summer.
Which is only funny because Cardi B.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I agree. That was the one part that
it
I could have done
without. It was not necessary.
No.
It wasn't necessary and
no.
It didn't really contribute anything plot-wise.
Exactly.
Or message-wise. Like, it just did not do it for me.
I agree.
Know?
Yeah.
I was like, try again.
Right.
But everything else I
exactly.
really enjoyed.
Yeah.
So.
What about the part when... they are in Jared's car and he comes to a stop and what they think is cocaine goes on. Well, when she opens it at first, she goes, it's drugs.
I love how they were like, Jared, you speak Spanish, right? And then they go, speak Chinese.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was amazing too.
Oh, I loved that part. That was good. I also love that Jared can speak Spanish.
I know. He's like, yeah.
He's like smarter than you think he is.
Exactly.
As they all were.
And more normal. He was just trying too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really sad.
I know.
Because he has a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't do this.
But I love that she just like called him out on his shit. And then he was like, oh, yeah. And I loved when when she kissed him and he like turned around. I was so happy.
He was so sweet. What else is he in?
I know. He looks really familiar.
Else recently. Let me, you know what?
Yeah. We got time to fact check.
I have IMD at the tip of my fingers.
Uh-huh. Fingers.
I regret that. Oh, Santa Clarita Diet. That's what
oh,
I recognize him from.
Okay.
He's the neighbor.
Yeah. So do you want to go ahead and give it a rating and tell me why?
Do you want me to rate it first or do you want you to rate it first?
I think I want you to rate it first.
Okay.
Okay.
And how does this work? It's an A plus A
yes,
minus?
Yes, just like a math quiz, aka
okay.
Booksmart.
So I was in a D student. So.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know the other letters.
I do.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. Big day. You know what I don't understand, though?
What? Also, you were a D student?
No, I was
no.
not. But, like, I did
I
not
want to clear that up.
It always threw me off that, like, E is not your F.
It is weird. Why
like,
does
why
it skip?
Why is that the case?
Is it just because it says fail?
F for failure? Like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck
F
you.
For fuck you.
How about E for
encouraging
everybody
you to do better.
Deserves love?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No matter their performance on a test. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But true. True,
mm-hmm.
true,
true.
True, true, true. Okay, I think I'm going to give it, I'm torn between a B plus and an A minus.
Okay. Yeah.
Because of some of those realistic aspects that, totally. Like, I'm a sucker for.
Right.
I'm a sucker for you. Oh, Nick, that's you. All right. you know what? I'm going to give it an A minus because I don't need to be that harsh on it. Right. Overall, I enjoyed the movie and think I would have enjoyed it if I saw the funny parts that I missed for 20 minutes. Yes. So, moral of the story is don't have a career because you won't get to do anything fun. Just kidding.
Just also, don't go into booking.
Yeah, just don't go. But yeah, no. A minus.
Great.
Because I think that the message that they sent, not unknowingly, but like subtly, was worth the movie not being realistic.
Yes, exactly.
Like, there's just a lot of people who don't have that, like, teeny bopper movie for them. And this is a start.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go with A minus.
I'm going to go with an A minus as well.
Monica!
Yeah!
I don't want to... Are we in the same mind?
I think we are. I think, like, if... I don't want to keep comparing it to Lady Bird, but if I would probably give Lady Bird an A, right?
Yeah.
What's
the difference for them?
In the scoring?
Mm-hmm.
So, Lady Bird, to me, grabbed me immediately.
Yeah.
I just loved everything about it. I really did.
I need to watch Lady Bird again because it always makes me laugh. It's on Amazon Prime. When she, like, just dives out of the car.
You stop there?
That's no. It always makes me laugh.
Oh, right. And that's like the very beginning. The
yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, buckle up, everybody.
Right.
Like, let's go.
Number one is also just the dynamic between her and Laurie Metcalf, the mother daughter thing, because we can all relate to that.
Everybody can relate to that.
My mom called me after she saw it and was like, loved everything about it.
I asked my mom to watch it and I don't think she did. So,
well, she was like, we can agree that we can't really talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Obviously, my mom and I are different from that, but I think a lot of mother-daughters saw themselves in that.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, it was so well done. And then I thought the ending was perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I loved Booksmart's ending, but, like, this ending was, like, amazing.
Say that again.
What?
The way you just said Booksmart sounded like book fart in my head.
I thought book fart was, like... I should start doing that as a bit, just like subtly changing.
Right.
Hey, have you seen, like, to strangers, have you seen Book Fart?
A new sub part of the podcast.
Yes.
Hello, have you seen Book Fart?
Have you seen Book Fart?
What else could you do that?
Yeah.
Lady Turd?
Lady Turd.
Yeah, nice. It doesn't have to have a gastro theme, but these two just happen to.
But exactly.
I think you should keep this part in.
I think I will. I was talking to two of my friends about Lady Bird, and she got it confused with Bird Box, which was, like, very different. And then I started talking about Broad City, and the other friend was like, oh, is that the British show? And I was like, that's Broad Church.
Guys.
So different.
Who are these people?
Just, like, the word associations, but just, like, the most polar opposite shows.
An A for effort for them.
Exactly. A for effort for them. A minus for Booksmart. Because I loved it. I'm going to see it, like... 10 more times. I can't wait for it to be out. I want to see it with everyone that I love. That's how I feel about it. Loved the music. Loved its natural progressiveness.
Yeah.
And its representation and everything. Yeah, just the little things that we talked about that I had issues with is why it's down one. But A minus is also...
That's really good.
It's really good.
It got a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It got 100 as its debut, as did Lady Bird. And then it went down to like 98 or something.
Mm.
Yeah. IMDb, though, gave it a 7.5. I was like, that's low.
IMDb is very harsh, though.
Yeah.
And I think anybody can critique that.
Me too.
Can Rotten Tomatoes do that?
I don't know. I think it's all user. Because I have a IMDb account, so I'll rate stuff. So I rated it a 9 out of 10 to get the scores up.
You would have an IMDb account.
Yeah. I have all my lists and stuff. I have one that's like, God. No excuse. Like, I have to see them. I'll put Goonies on there now.
No, I will provide Goonies for you.
Great.
I can take care of that.
Right. I mean, it's still going to be on my no excuse list, so then I can tick it off.
All right. What else are we going to talk about?
The
movie, this is great, though, for like
a little
free gimme episode.
Exactly. People don't want to listen to 3 hours of us talking about Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Like, this is probably going to be like a cute, like 40 minutes, you know? All right. Should we wrap up this puppy?
Don't do that.
All right, should we wrap up this present?
Damn it, Monica.
Throw a bow on it.
Let's make this kitty purr. What? It's a Tina quote from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, okay. All you Bob's Burgers fans out there.
Now that I would do a review on.
You'll have to find another podcast.
Another podcast willing to bring me on twice.
Exactly.
Bring this cackle back.
Bring this baby. Cackle back.
Oh,
ma.
Emma.
Emma. All right.
All right. So yeah. Basically, we're going to watch The Goonies.
Great. Yeah. And then maybe we'll review it. No, we should review just new stuff. Probably.
No, we should 100% review The Goonies.
Okay, great. So check back three. For The Goonies.
Whoa, yes. I'm here for it.
Whoa.
Very passionate about The
Very
Goonies.
Very passionate about
it's
The
great
Goonies.
Great movie. You yeah. are going to love it.
Can't wait.
Love it.
Love it.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Okay,
right, Kevin Malone.
So we're going to go to Barcelona Wine Bar.
Yeah, so see you guys there.
Guys there. See you guys there. Why are we like this?
I don't know.
We should keep that in.